Legal action continues over the Victorian government's plans to demolish and redevelop all public housing towers around Melbourne. The government says the buildings, built in the 1960s and 1970s, are no longer fit for purpose and will cost more to maintain and upgrade than to replace. The rebuild plans, however, are expected to benefit private renters or owners, reducing the options for public housing. An appeal has been lodged against a Supreme Court decision in April dismissing a class action brought by residents. Inner Melbourne Community Legal has lodged an appeal on behalf of new lead plaintiff Jason Mallard and residents of public housing towers in North Melbourne and Flemington. A professor of architecture at Monash University, Nigel Bertram, has written a report looking at options to reduce the costs of maintaining the public housing towers through retrofitting. He says there are a lot of things that have to be considered.
There's still a long way to go with these buildings, and there's still a lot of people involved and a lot of people who are being dislocated from their homes and communities and services and everything. And I think the government could be evaluating how the demolition and rebuild process goes and whether or not any new information comes to light, or whether now there's a bit of time to do a slightly more in-depth study of alternatives. That would be a very positive step.